I thought tonight that I might read Psalm 19 through slowly, meditatively, and then we might read Psalm 19 verse by verse, your verse or I verse, your verse, and so forth. So we'd get it twice. But the first time through, just think what this says. It's a psalm that many have turned to for help and support. It's a psalm of the glory of the Lord in the creation. Just think what it is saying as I'm reading slowly. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hidden from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Now let's alternate and do the same thing. I'll read the first verse and so forth. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night show knowledge.
There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard.
Their line is gone out on the wall of the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun,
which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run a race.
His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, and enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb.
Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward.
Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret thoughts.
Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
And let's close this part of the service in prayer. Dear Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the glory of your creation. Thank you, Father, for the life that you've given us, the special life, the eternal life, just because we believe that Jesus Christ died for each one of us, our sins. Thank you, Father, for the precious promises. Thank you for the promise to take us soon to be with you. Thank you, Father, for the walk that you've given before you, that we may glorify you, Father. And so I pray, Father, for each one here, hearing my voice, that we might be found faithful, that we might walk uprightly, that we might walk through the Spirit and not through the flesh, Father. For all these things, we thank you. And for this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's take prayer requests.